Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Focus on Albany. I'm Cynthia Pooler, and my guest today is Albany County Legislator Mark Grimm. And Mark is going to talk about the vote the other night about the to expand the styrofoam ban. So, first of all, how long ago was this bill introduced?
Well, there's two parts. There was a few years back, they banned styrofoam from chain stores like Dunkin' Donuts. And this proposal, which I think about 6 months ago, it's been in the hopper, was to ban it from all small restaurants and even church groups and firehouses in Little League if they had food permits. So this would this would apply to everyone. And it's been in committee. It got finally sent out of a law committee and health committee, and we had the vote on Monday. And the vote was to stop the ban, which I voted against the proposal, to ban styrofoam, and we won the vote, 21-16.
Why did you vote against this?
Oh, a variety of reasons. One is I think it's important to separate truth from fiction. And one of the things we're hearing is that if you drink from a styrofoam cup, your health is at risk. That is totally false. And everyone who's expressing that view is simply not telling the truth. And what's my basis? Well, the chief medical officer of the American Cancer Society, if anyone's going to be biased, in favor of protecting people from cancer, would be this person. He said, quote, consumers don't need to worry about polystyrene cups and food containers. And polystyrene is actually the styrofoam is a brand name. It's actually polystyrene is the chemical. And I can tell you, Cynthia, the director of the National Toxicology Program said, quote, let me put your mind at ease right away from polystyrofoam foam. It's not an issue. So there is no health consequence from drinking from a styrofoam cup. And, I think we had to really make that clear to ensure the truth getting out. The other side is giving a different story, and it's not true. And then secondly, we believe it should be recycled.
Would you say that the vote was more along health lines or environmental lines? Because the environment does not really welcome a lot of styrofoam being thrown out, correct?
Both. The answer to that would be both. There are health concerns, environmental concerns. The environmental concern is, what do you do with styrofoam after you use it? And that's a legitimate concern. And my answer is we should recycle. And now, there is a similar ban in New York City, and the ban was overturned by the courts. It was a ban of styrofoam. It was overturned by the courts. And the reason they overturned it says the law requires that you investigate styrofoam, which is, by the way, the environmentalists have pushed for recycling. So, and the law said they had to push for recycling. So, they appealed the decision, and the Supreme Court justice affirmed throwing out the ban. So the ban remains thrown out by the courts. But this is what she had to say, the state Supreme Court justice in the case. And her name was Margaret Chan. The one undisputed short answer to whether EPS, that's expanded polystyrene, is recyclable is yes. Single-serve EPS is recyclable. So we have the state Supreme Court justice saying that polystyrene is recyclable. Now, over 60 cities in the country recycle curbside. They recycle styrofoam. So the issue is we should be recycling it here in Albany. That's the issue, not banning it, which will cost a lot of money to places like small businesses and social service agencies who don't have a lot of money to begin with.
Now, if this was enacted, how devastating would it be to small business?
Well, let me give you one example, Cynthia. We got a letter from the Restaurant Association of New York. They said for a small local restaurant, they need $1 million in sales in a year to turn a profit of $20,000 to $30,000. That's how low the margins are in restaurants. Restaurants, as you know, is a very difficult business. There's no holidays. It's nights and weekends. It's labor issues. It's perishable food. It's regulations. It's a very difficult business. We all like to eat out. But it's a very difficult thing to run a restaurant, and the last thing they need is another cost because somebody's telling them what to use for their food containers when you take your meal with you. So, you know, I hear some on the other side saying, oh, it's only a few cents. Well, you multiply by thousands and thousands of items and you got real money there. So then the social service agencies, now we all are supportive of those because there's so much need in Albany County. We had one social service agency tell us it would cost them $18,000 to $20,000 more to replace Styrofoam with a more expensive alternative. So this would have cost more for small businesses and for nonprofits, and I'm glad we were able to stop it.
Do you think that if this was enacted, it would drive small businesses out of Albany County?
It would make it harder. And, you know, it's funny. People don't realize Albany County, how does Albany County finance all its operations? We get $90 million from property tax. You know what? We get $260 million from sales tax. So almost three times as much revenue comes from sales tax. And where does sales tax come from, Cynthia? It comes from businesses generating business activity. So this idea, what makes me want to pull my hair out is legislators make it harder and harder for businesses to be successful, but at the same time, they rely on all the sales tax for their favorite programs, all the programs that the county offers. And we spend $650 million a year, so we have a lot of programs. So that just isn't right. So it would make it much harder on businesses. And if you're on the margin, that can be the difference between staying afloat and not staying afloat.
What was the argument for expanding the Styrofoam ban at the meeting on Monday?
Well, some people claim it's a health risk to use Styrofoam, which it is not. And others were saying that, you know, you can't recycle it. You know, so it's a real environmental issue if you can't recycle it. But we now know that places are recycling Styrofoam. And just because we're not doing it, you know, shame on us. By the way, there's a Styrofoam recycling plant in Cohoes.
Okay. Now, is this issue done? I mean, will it ever be brought up again, do you think?
Well, you'd have to ask the sponsors. You know, I think I think the vote was pretty clear the other night. But we do have to work on recycling. Here's the irony. The environmental groups were arguing against recycling here. That is the great irony of this. And what I say as a sensible environmentalist, that's the way I always have been and always will be. A sensible environmentalist says, hey, how can we work together with technology and with commitment to enhance recycling? Because ultimately, recycling is the answer to our landfill problems. We want to, so often when we first began with the items, you know, think of all the things we recycle now. And in the beginning, they said, oh, you can't recycle it, it's too hard to do, or there's no market for it. I remember when they said there's no market for newspaper. But now we found the ways to develop these technologies and to market them more. And that's really, we should be working together hand in hand to enhance recycling of Styrofoam. And I hope that's the direction we take, because I think there's really, that can be done in a bipartisan way. By the way, this vote the other night, Cynthia, 10 Republicans, 11 Democrats, voted against the ban. That's as bipartisan as you get, and you don't see that often in Albany County.
Were you surprised to see the number of Democrats who voted against expanding the ban?
Well, I knew there were a number of them, because we talked, you know, we talk about these things among ourselves, and I knew there were a number of them were going to vote. I didn't know how the vote was going to go. You never know. People say they're going to vote one way, and then the votes don't necessarily come out that way on the floor. But I think, you know, the leaders were pretty confident they could defeat this. And by the way, the chairman of the legislature, the majority leader, and the minority leader all voted no.
And did they have the same reasons to vote no as you did?
Yeah, well, a few of us spoke. I don't know any Democrat who stood up and spoke against the ban, but they voted for it. But I have to say, I think the ones that did speak made the case pretty clearly. And so it's not that unusual that only a few people speak on an issue, because a lot of times some speakers are just kind of repeating what a previous speaker has said.
So besides the styrofoam ban, which the expansion that happened the other night, what is up and coming in the county legislature that the people in Albany County should be aware of?
Well, another vote that kind of got overshadowed by this Monday was a vote to allow the nursing home to pursue a $60 million renovation. Now, that's kind of interesting, Cynthia, because the nursing home was almost privatized in Albany County. Just by one vote, it remained in hands of the county government. But that was back at a time when it was losing $14 million a year. It was crazy. The taxes were sky high. And now we brought in the CEO, Larry Flatke, who really knows what he's doing, and he's got it down to $2 million. And we hope by the end of next year the nursing home will be a zero balance, that it will support its own operation. But to do that, you know, we have to we want a nursing home that's comfortable for the residents there. I mean, it is, after all, their home. And so we want to modernize it a little bit and at the same time make it more efficient so we can look out for the taxpayer. So that's pretty significant. And also, as you know, the new convention center opened in March, and that will increase our meeting space from 50,000 square feet to 160,000. And we have one fellow, Bob Belber, he's managing the TU Center and the Capitol Center and also the Empire State Plaza from the standpoint of getting people to come, and because they don't want to have to call each one when they're looking for space. So he's kind of coordinating the effort to book events, and we've booked almost 80 new events that are new business to the convention center. So this is really exciting. Now, convention centers are risky, and a lot of them fail because you dump a ton of money in them, and they don't really, you know, give you what you need in terms of economic development. But I think this is worth the risk, because we're tripling the size of what we offer, and that's going to allow us to get conventions that we didn't get before. And, by the way, NCAA basketball, which I get asked a lot about, I believe the NCAA tournament will return to Albany based on our new expanded space.
So what do you see at the new convention center that is not done at the TU Center?
More space. The TU Center just isn't big enough to accommodate larger events, including NCAA basketball. That, by the way, I don't know if you've watched basketball, but a lot of these opening round sites, there's like maybe a quarter filled, maybe half filled. In Albany, we fill them because we're just great basketball fans. It doesn't matter what teams come in. So we were very – and we have a large facility. The TU Center seats a lot of people, especially for opening round NCAA games. So we have the size. We just didn't have enough space for the media. I mean, a ton of media come in here, and we just didn't have enough space for them. So now with the expanded space, we'll coordinate with the TU Center and the convention center. We're going to have enough space to host the events, and we're bidding on these because it's competitive. A lot of people want them. But knowing what I do, I don't have any inside information on the deals, but knowing what I know right now, I think it's very likely that we'll see some NCAA tournaments and also some bigger conventions that are going to bring a lot of people, and they're going to spend a lot of money in sales tax, and they're going to buy have hotels, and we're going to get a lot of money in hotel tax. So everybody's going to benefit because so many of the residents of Albany County rely on that sales tax revenue for programs they need.
I'm glad you brought that up, because there's so many different conventions all around the country that I think, boy, that would be great in Albany. So do you think the new convention center will have us on par with cities like maybe New York City or Philadelphia or Boston? Do you think this will raise us to that level?
Well, New York City's got quite a few attractions, as you know, so that's tough competition. But, you know, on the flip side, though, we're a lot less expensive than New York City, and we're less expensive than Philadelphia and Boston. So that's a benefit, because we don't have the cost of living that these other cities have. So, we'll be competitive. We'll certainly, we're going to be a lot more competitive going after the big boys and the big girls in terms of the conventions than we have been in a long time.
Now, getting back to the expansion of the Styrofoam Band, a couple of years ago, there was a vote for, the chains and stuff. So the same people who were against, Styrofoam then, did all of the legislators seem to carry over into this vote, would you say?
I wasn't there when they voted originally. But I'm sure there's the legislature changed. We had an election, so it's composed of some different members. Now there may have been some who had different votes, but I think that's because the impact now on say a little small mom and pop restaurant is much more significant than it is on Dunkin' Donuts. So we have a clear idea now that that there is no health risk using Styrofoam. That's a closed case right now. Especially when you have the chief medical officer of the American Cancer Society saying you have nothing to worry about.
Olthe County is very diverse. It has cities, the city of Waterford, Bleak, Hose, and Albany. It also has, suburbs like Colony, and it's also rural like Burn. So because there's so many different, geographical areas to the county, do the legislators kind of see eye to eye on a lot of legislation, or is there regional factions involved?
Well, I wouldn't say regional factions. I would say, look, we're all there to represent our constituents. That's what we do. And the constituency in South Albany is very different than the constituency on Carmen Road to Goodwin. So we all have to be in touch with our districts and fight for the concerns of our districts, and they vary from district to district, and rural issues are different than city issues, and they're different than suburban ones. So I would say we all do our best to represent the people in our district, in the businesses in our district. And so we have differences that are honest differences, and then we work them out because ultimately we have to vote, and the first 1-20 wins.
Okay. So what's up and coming as we approach summer for the county legislature that people should be aware of?
Well, we're renovating the TU Center. Not only have we opened the convention center, but the TU Center, which has been there a long time, we're putting $20 million into the Times Union renovation. And you're not going to recognize it at the end of October, because what we're going to do is we're going to enclose the entire front. And instead of freezing on the steps there, we're going to have heating and air conditioning throughout the entire frontage of the TU Center. We're also going to have direct access to the convention center and I think to the hotel down there, and that's going to be heated and air conditioned. So, and there's some other upgrades we're going to do. So we're going to sink almost $20 million into the TU Center, and we think that will extend the life by another 20 to 25 years. So that's something to be looking forward to by the end of October. Those renovations are going to be mostly complete.
Oh, good. Oh, good. So as issues evolve in the county, would you come back on Focus on Albany to share your thoughts?
Oh, sure. Anytime you want to have me on your radio show, I'll be glad to come.
Thank you. You've been listening to County Legislator Mark Rim. Now, Mark, I forgot to ask you, what area of Albany County do you represent?
I'm in the 29th District, which is in the town of Gilliland, and my constituents are Carmen Road area, Carmen Road and Western Avenue. And it's about 7,500 people. There's 39 districts in the county, and I'm the 29th district, which represents about 7,500 people.
So if any of your constituents want to contact you for any reason, how could they do so?
Okay, yeah, my website is, I have a business website, but also a political website. So my political website is grimledge.com, and there's two M's in Grim. And you can also follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. They're all Grim Ledge. because I do update them, and that's one way to keep updated on what's going on in the county.
Okay. Okay, so the best way to reach you would be through your social media sites.
Yeah, or my website. I have both a website and then I'm on all those social media sites. And Grim Ledge is
okay.
The name for all of them.
Okay, so you've been listening to Mark Grimm on Focus on Albany. If you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes, and if you like this show or have a comment about this show, hashtag Focus on Albany. Mark, thank you so much for taking the time to explain what's going on. We'll talk soon, and thank you, everybody, for listening.
Thank you.
Can you let me out to go around the
Oh, sure.
To that of the doctor.